Have you ever experienced condemnation from yourself? Have your fears and doubts condemned you? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to move from condemnation to peace. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with From Condemnation to Peace. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? For about a week straight, I woke up every morning in condemnation. I hadn't completed what I said I would. My room was a mess. I was a hot mess. Down, down, down is how I felt. Every morning, I woke up with a great sense of doubt and fear. Doubts feel uncertain about. I felt like giving up and throwing in the towel. Can you relate? You have things you need to do, yet at the end of the day, you found yourself running around in circles. You do some things, but not the thing you said you wanted to do. You didn't do the things that will move you forward in life. Can you relate? During that time, Romans 8, 1 and 2, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Since that verse kept coming up for me, I had something to hold on to. Next, I kept calling out to God. First, I was down on myself. Even in that state of knowing I messed up, I went to God. It was something I didn't want to be anxious about. I needed peace. God gave me the peace I needed. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I prayed and asked God. I knew there was a way. I knew He had a way of escaping for me. So I asked. Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Even then I messed up. I felt like quitting again. But Galatians 6, 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes I felt it was impossible. Then God reminded me of Luke 1, 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Isaiah 41, 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It gave me a push to keep going and not give up. I could begin again. People are giving up. Sometimes we need the reminder. In every moment, we can start fresh. It's not too late. Every moment is a new moment. Even if you screwed up yesterday, you can start fresh today. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in and day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to get in the game and do her part. Are you ready to move from condemnation to peace? Do you need some encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at LeslieV at findyoursweetspotseries.com and write peace. We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. In this new year, you can fulfill God's plan for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about areas in which you have condemned yourself. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie B. I'll be here every Monday, motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you in Jesus' name.